Chavtasim Adbeis, there are two members, which, as we'll see in the Rosh, have a very strong shaykhis one to the other, although according to the Rashbam, it doesn't. So let's learn first like the Rashbam, then like the Rosh. Umaydim Arzutra Baruchlin Hamarzirin Bi'iyarais, Da'afagav Leitoin Taninon Le'anan. According to the Rashbam, who is the Reichel? The Reichel is the Marikama. Marikama is the one coming with a Taina. Rashbam says that a Reichel, he taught from the Taina, Bari, you weren't there. Because the Reichel himself is not there too often. So Bez did Tainis for him that you were not there, but Leilais, and he has to prove Leilais. That's how Rashi, the Rashbam, learns. Now there's another pshat, Reichel and Hamarzir and Bi'aris. That pshat is Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. The way it's brought in the Rosh. And the way he teaches, this is a yisoid in Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Rabbeinu Chananel, Geiris Umayde Rav. Not Gairus Umayda Masotra, it's Gairus Umayda Rava, Bereichlin Hamachzirim Bi'yaris. And he says the following important Yisai in Kinyan in Cheskas Gimel Shanim. What happens if the person is coming to make a chazaka is a businessman? He's a businessman, he travels. He travels in time of the Gemara, they used to go around from city to city. Today, there are businessmen that travel to China, to Taiwan. They go, they left their house for a week or 2 weeks. Shaila is that ma'akiv in the chazaka? Those weeks that they were not there. The Gemara said, till now, you need yomim v'leilos. Even if you miss a night, it's no good. What happens if you miss a week or you're away? So Zakh the Gemara, Maida Rava. Rava, who said, you need eidim v'yomim v'leilos. That the tenants come and say Aedis night and day. Rav is neither. If the tenants are Reichlin and Azir Miyaras, those tenants who live there, they come in, they say we're there night and day, except every 2 months we went away for a week on a business trip. So you might think that that's Ma'akiv. So to the Gemara, no. Well, by the Rav, that's okay. Why is it okay? Why is it alright to be Reichel and Mazir and Bi'aris? Because of this Yisai, the Masaki Inshi. That you only have to live in the house the way normal people live in the house. And not every person is a Reichel, not every person is a person who travels. But still, this is also normal. This is also considered a normal behavior. And since it's considered a normal behavior, therefore, it gives you a chazaka. And the Marikama Tain is, I came, you weren't here. So what's the answer to that? The Marikama says, I can, you weren't here. The answer is that since he was here in a normal amount of times, so as long as it was normal, you have to come again. You come, he's not home. Right? UPS comes, you're not home. They come 3 times. So the Mar also has to come as many times.
How's he supposed to know that someone who travels is living on his
feet? Taka doesn't know, but he has to be chashish. It's a normal thing. You come to someone's house, he's not home, so maybe he went somewhere.
Isn't he allowed to assume that
nobody's living there? Well, our assumption is he heard that someone is, right? That's our assumption, that the word gets around, that he heard, once he heard. So. Now, clearly, this Rabbeinu Chananel is A, an important yisoid, and B, a mistabedik yisoid. It's important because people go to bungalow colonies. So a person could be away for 8 weeks. So a person will tell you that you weren't here all summer. So as long as it's considered normal in that community, it's going to masaki inchi, it's okay, you're allowed to be away. As mistaver, I think it's mistaver to all of us. It could be a person's masik and he's away 9 to 5 every day. Goes to work. So he's going to lose his chazaka because he's away 9 to 5. How about that? So it's an important yisayid, it's a mistabadiki yisayid, and were it not for the next line of the Gemara, it would be very smooth and there would be no problems. The problems start when we take this line, according to this Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat, and we compare it to the next line. Let's see the next line of the Gemara. Rav Huna was maida about the stores in his town in Mechuza. What does that mean? These stores are open by day, they're not open at night. They're not made to be open at night. So they're not open at night. So you might think that you lose your chazaka. You weren't there at night. You just set a house, you have to be there day and night. So the Gemara, no. Maida Rafona bechanusa de mechuza. That's normal. Yamam avi avi lelelia my avi. Is there any problem with this? This is the what we said till now. It's consistent, right? Same thing. A store. Same thing. You only have to be open the way stores are normally open. Good. The Rambam and the Mashmois of the Rashbam is that in a store, you get a chazaka in 3 years, and even if you're not there at night, you close up the store. Taisvis Ibramasal Omaida Ravana. Taisvis argues with the Rambam, and Taisvis holds that you need 6 years in Chanusa de Mechuza. Assuming the Chanus is open 12 hours a day, and it's closed 12 hours a day, you need 6 years to have a chazaka in Chanus de Mechuza. Because you're only there for that. Just like Ba'ara de Mubri Bagi, you set in a place where every other year they plant. It's normal every other year to plant. So there also, we said you need, actually there you need 5 years, not six, because there you plant, you leave it empty, you plant, leave it empty, you plant. So there also you have to make up for the last years, for the lost years. Same thing in a chanos, you need, Taisus holds, you need 6 years to have a chazak in a chanos. That's what Taisus says. So we have here machlokes on the one hand, the Rashbam and the Rambam, who say a store it's good enough 3 years. On the other hand, Taisvis, who holds that you need 6 years in a store. What's more mustaver? What should you need in a store? Which sheet is more mustaver? The Rambam, why? It's like
the field where you lay
it
with
that. You don't mean it's like a
thing.
You mean it's like
you're doing it the normal way.
You're doing it the normal way. It's like Reich Lamazir Biyaris, Lachaira. The way we learned, Reich Lamazir Biyaris, one line earlier in the Gemara, we learned, according to Rabbeinu Chananel's chat, that you live in a house like a normal person. You go to work 9 to 5, and you go away in the summer, and you go for vacation. 3 years is a chazak in a house. You weren't there part of the 3 years. That's normal. That's the way you live in a house. Ibazai, the same thing by Chanus de Mechuza. This is the normal way to keep a store. The normal way to have a store is to have a store where you're there by day, not there by night. So from where this Taisus get this business with 6 years in a store, if this is normal? So what's wrong with 3 years in a normal way? Why do I need 6 years in a store? The problem is that the Rosh also says like Taisus. The Rosh also says like Taisus that you need 6 years. So L'chair, it's a stira, the two members. The Rosh brings Rebbeinu Chananel. Umayda b'reich lehamazir b'yaras. That by reich lehamazir b'yaras, it's enough 3 years because you're doing the masaki inchi. And the next line by chanus de mechuzah, he says you need 6 years. Why isn't enough 3 years because the masaki inchi? this is the kasha that needs a yishuv. Just to explain why Tosfos says you need 6 years. The Marsha's Masber, what forced Tosfos into saying you need 6 years? It's the lashon of the Gemara, Umayde Rav Huna, the Chanusa de Mechuza. According to the Rashbam and the Rambam, it should have said Umayde Rava, the Chanusa de Mechuza. Rava says, need day and night. The Chanusa de Mechuza, you don't need day and night. That's Umayde Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna is the one who said that Mechuzarais are no good. There has to be consecutive years. That was Rav Huna's memory. Shalom 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 Ushofer Ritzufas. Can't be Mefuzaris. What's a Maida Rav Huna? If you hold it, you need 3 years in a store is good. So what does that have to do with Maida Rav Huna? It's not do Rav Huna. It's 3 consecutive years. We should have said Maida Rava. According to Taisus, it's very good. Just like it said, Maida Rav Huna Ba'asra de Muvri Dagi. Just like it said, Rav Huna's Maida in a land where they let the land stand fallow every other year, he's Maida, you could do Mechuzarais. The same thing, the Chanusa de Mechuza, you could have the 3 years spread out 12 hours for 6 years. I should say, here, it's, well, every Mefuzaris, here it's Mekutais and Mefuzaris. It's both, you're right. It's true. It's true, here it's Sai Mekutais and Sai Mefuzaris. Sai, each year is not whole. And Sai, it's Mefuzaris. Lamaisa, the Gemara says, Maida Rav Huna. Once it says, Maida Rav Huna, that Lashon, like Tosfos, makes sense. Because Lamaisa, it's taka missing that's Mekutais, it's also missing that's not Mefuzarais. At least the words Maida Rav Huna make sense. According to the Rashbam, how do you teach Maida Rav Huna? What does it mean? He's Maida, then in the store, in 3 years you get a chazak, the stores you don't have to be there at night. Well, how is that a Maida Rav Huna? The Maida Rav Huna doesn't make sense according to the Rashbam. Fortunately, the Rush himself asked this question. The Rush himself asks, he brings this Gemara, and he asks this Hasbara. And the Rush himself gives a Hasbara. And the Havana of the words of the Rush is going to give us an understanding of how this works. So I'll ask you to look at the Rush. And we'll see how what his gather is, which the words are clear, but so Mustafa, the way the words say. How many years do you need a chazak in a bungalow? If you get two months a year, if you get 2 months a year, so you need 18 years. You need 18 years to have a chazak in a bungalow. What? No, he has no taina. When it comes winter, he doesn't see. There's no taina. Because you still need 20, you still need 36 months of chazaka. So why by Chanusa de Mechuzah do you need 6 years? Your time is a good time. But a store that's open by day and closed at night, why do you need 6 years? You came at night, it's normally closed. So we're going to get back to the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't say it as a gedda. Tosfos says the kasha wants a chiddush. Tosfos says some people are there at night. I'm going to get back to Tosfos. I'm just wondering, a bungalow colony, if you hold you need 18 years, which is 36 months, do you need 37 months? Because every 3 years has an ibriya. So now you spread it out over 18 years, maybe you should need 37 months. What? Yeah, but chazaka normally is 37 months, not 36 months. So you have to make up for the lost time. I know people, they tell me they go sukkahs to their bungalow. So you ask them, why do they go there? Like it better there? They say, a lot of people like it better, but some people say, no, but I spent so much money for the bungalow, I want to get my money's worth. So they go. They don't make any more money if they go there. Or maybe they're doing it because you're going to pass up it. Alright, the Rush is the last few lines in the first column. He asks the Kasha, and he says again there, Midvarav Lomadnu, we're going to start 7 lines from the bottom. Midvarav Lomadnu, from the Rabbeinu Chananel we learn, Shema Mazik Yaitza Midair Le'iska V'Shaya Miktsas Yamin. He goes out of town for business, and he stays there a few days. Whenever he comes home, this is the house he goes to. Have your chazaka. Shekei min hagei shalayla. That's the minute. The loymatzi idach lameimar loya zakti kedemachziki inchi. The other person can't say that your chazaka is not normal because you are away. It's no taina. V'gam in tzarech lahashlim. Lahashlim mashashachutz leir. We don't say if he's away every month for a week. So every year he's away 12 weeks. So you should have to make up the 12 weeks for each year. No. Elo b'tloshni havi chazak. 3 years is a chazaka, even though you go to bungalow colony, even though you go to work, even though you go on business trips, it's a chazak. Frek de rash, loidami la'asur dem avri bagi, debin an sheishanim. Why isn't it like, asur dem avri bagi, we need 6 years? And again, the 6 really means 5. You have to make up the lost time. V'chein b'chalusa d'mechuza. And also in the Gemara we just learned, by the stores of Mechuza, v'yamama avidan, v'lelei yaloi avidan, u'bi'inon sheishanim. Why over there you do need 6 years? And why Reichland don't need 6 years? And for the Rosh, now listen to these 2 lines. The Hassam, in the case of the store, Zman Habitul Yadua. The time you're away is known. Everyone knows the store is closed at night. Sarach Lashlima. If it's Zman Yadua, Sarach Lashlima. Aval Hacha, Enkfa Labitul Dirasa. But in a home, there's no kavius for when you're away from home. Pamim Harbe, Pamim Mat. Some people go on long business trips. Some months they go on long business trips. Sometimes not. The lawyer is down in the yasek leyetze. If in 1 month he has no business out of town, he's not going to go. Hilkach ain't tzarech lahashlim. You hear what he's saying? He's saying, when do you have to make up the lost time? If this man bittul is kavua, it's your dua, then you have to make up lost time. If this man bittul is not your dua, then you don't have to make up lost time. You understand the svara to that? What's the svara? If it's unpredictable, I don't have to make up the time. If it's predictable, then I do have to make up the time. If I care the svara, maybe I could hear. And what's the svara? What he's saying? Bungalow colony is your dua. I think the bungalow colony is your dua, no? No, it's July and August. So he holds the bungalow colony, you have to make up the time. It's money you do it. Or a job. A job nowadays, most jobs are 9 to 5. So it's money you do it, so you have to make up. You have to make up for 9 to 5, you have to make up for it. He says if it's your dua, if it's a kavua dika thing, you have to make up for it. If it's not a kavua dika time, then you don't. What does he mean? Yom Kippur. Everyone goes to shul Yom Kippur. Most people go a whole day. Let's say a person goes a whole day Yom Kippur. It's Yadua. So at the end of 3 years, you have to make up 3 days to the 3 Yom Kippurs that you were away. I'm certain that's not that. The halacha is not that way. What does he mean Yadua? If it's known, you have to make up the time. If it's not known, you don't have to make up the time.
By a house, it could be used 25 hours a day. It could not be used 25 hours a day. It's always, it's technically always in use, even when you're not there.
What does that mean? So you have to understand. It's technically always in use, even when you're not there. I think it's taka what he means. So Mita Get was in when you're in the Bavel County, it's also in use.
It's always, you come home, this is always, it's always there for you, I'm saying. If you don't go to work one day, you're home. If you don't, there's someone else home. There's always someone. It's not only a part-time use, it's a full-time use. You just happen not to be there part-time.
Okay, what you're saying is good, and I'd like to be master. Just one other kasha. By chanus, we're saying you need 6 years. What's the case? A person has a store, and he closes the store at night. Now you think it means every night when he closes the store, he takes all his merchandise and his kalim out of the store and gets home every night. Here's the case. I mean, it could be. If you want to faction yourself and say, yeah, those days they had stores where you took everything out at night. It could be. Maybe he has a milk store and he brings his cow every day and people buy milk and at night he goes home with his cow and there's nothing there. That's not mistaver that the stimas hagemara, the stimas hashulchan aruch, that a store that you're there by them, that means you took out all your kelim. Ramesh says two things. He says he doesn't understand these few lines of the Rosh. He says, he writes, Ladi Yusi, I don't understand this guy there. And he says, secondly, what type of chanus are we talking? And he says, the only way he knows how to learn this Gemara is it's a chanus that you took out all your kelim in it. Now, how do I know that if you leave kelim there and you go away, it's a chazaka? I know it from the Rosh before. Remember when we talked about the neighbors, the Rosh said, the neighbors don't have to see you every night. What did the neighbors say? If he would have left, we would be margish. What was the Rosh's lashon by the neighbors? That if he would have left and taken all his kelim with him, we would have been margish. Do the neighbors have to stay up all night? That was the Rosh's Lashon, the 6th or 7th line from the top. He says that to be Ois Chazaka, it has to be you leave and you take all your things with you. So Shver, what's going on with the Chanus of the Mechuzah? You need 6 years Chanus of the Mechuzah. But you leave your kelim, if you leave your kelim at night, which I think is certainly normal, why do you need 6 years? It should be 3 years. What?
The store is different. The silversmith store. The silversmith sells the store, so another silversmith gets the kelim as well. So the fact that the kelim are there does not show violence from your thing. My thing in your house, your clothes are there. It's very desirable.
You're saying a very big tradition. Is that true? Let's say I'm in a silversmith store for 1 year. The Murray Camel comes, and I don't have the Gishtar. Bezer passes, he gets the store. He gets the silver also? Why? It's metalkun, I'm a musik. I get a chasat in 1 year.
I said, that this house is yours. The furniture, I have whatever you can do.
Why? The metalkun.
Because once I want to pass through, the house is yours.
Why? It's not possible the house is yours, the furniture is mine. You're saying a tremendous finish. You have to find something like that. I don't think you'll find it, because it doesn't even make sense to me. I'm a Taltalim, a Chazaka is a Chazaka. Even though we know that silver is usually in a silver system, but...
That's so
good.
Whatever's
Mechub al-Kakri, Mechub al-Kakri. Whatever's not Mechub al-Kakri, whatever should be mine. Even though, logically, if you sold it to me, you sold it, you're not. Yes. I mean, if he can bring Aiden, then it's the same ones that were there before, they could recognize him. Even then, you know,
I'll
try to talk to your mother.
So if I
I think the furniture is a separate entire. We got one entire, it's a separate sack. That's what I assume. Look in the Kufnan, see what it says. So, what about a house? during the summer, I'm away. It's the time people are normally away.
During the year,
you're a 9 to 5, I'm always away. But you're right, it has to be a set time that you do it, that people go away for a while. So I want to tell you a Vart. Sukkot is coming. I want to tell you a Vart on the Sukkot. Then we'll understand this a little better. Okay? You know the Mishnah says that if it rains on Sukkot, it's a siman klala. Right? You all know that. The Rambam says in Pirshei Mishnayos that that's only the first night. It's only when Sukkot starts, if it rains, it's a siman klala, not the rest of Sukkot. What's the difference the first night and the other nights? So most people assume, what's the difference? Was it the first night, the other nights? What? The first night is a chiyuv d'oraisa to eat in the sukkah. The other nights, if you want, you don't have to eat. What? I'll tell you a different hesber. I think this hesber is in the Aruch Haner. That's it. The Aruch Haner says that when you live in a sukkah, what's the hesber that there's a mitzvah to live in a sukkah for 7 days? Is pshat that, look, when I'm in the sukkah, I'm doing a mitzvah. Let's say I leave the sukkah to go to shul. So at that time, I don't have the mitzvah of sukkah. But I'm potter, I'm allowed to go to shul. Let's say I leave the sukkah to take my children to a museum. So, at that time, I don't have mitzvah sukkah, but I'm allowed. I'm not looking to be in a sukkah all the time. I have to be, it's not a jail. I don't have to be there like in a jail. You can look at it like that. Or, you could say, you have a chiyuv gomor to live in a sukkah 7 days, times 24 hours. You must live in a sukkah a whole 7 days of sukkahs. A sukkah is special shivas yamim. It doesn't say shivas yamim minus when you go to shul, or minus when you go to museums. The sukkah is teisha shivas yamin, period. It's a mitzvah to live in a sukkah 7 days. What happens when I go to shul? I'm still living in the sukkah. At that time, the sukkah is still my home. I'm being the kind of mitzvah of a sukkah teisha shivas yamin when I go to shul also. Even I go on a trip. I go on a trip, so I'm not in the sukkah. So sukkah is not my home. It is my home. I'm living in the house, because the diary inchi, the way people live in it. Just like when I live in my house, I leave my house to go to the grocery. I leave my house to go to shul. I leave my house to go to learn. I leave my house to go on a trip. The mitzvah, being in a sukkah, is a mitzvah to be in a sukkah. That should be your home. You treat it like your home. The whole 7 days. It's a mitzvah that sukkah should be your house for 7 days. Now it's true. We don't make a bracha leishah b'sukkah when we're on a trip. Make a bracha leishah b'sukkah when we're mekayim begufay, being in the sukkah. But the chiyuv d'oraisa, the obligation that the sukkah should be your home 7 full days, that obligation is mekuyim wherever you are. That's why there's no such chumrah to make a minyan in the sukkah. Right? We have all kinds of chumras. Why do you make a chumrah? You should have to have minyan in sukkah. No? You don't have to. Why not? You have an extra mitzvah. So the answer is, because not an extra mitzvah. The mitzvah is to live in a sukkah. Just like you live in your house, you go home for 7 days. You go to shul during those days. When you live in a sukkah, you go away. As long as you're living there, you're living there the whole 7 days. He says that's pshat in the Rambam. Let's say I live in a house and it's raining. My kitchen, it's coming down, the rain. I would walk out of my kitchen. It was coming down my whole house. I go to my neighbor. Does that mean it's not my house? It's still my house. But the way you live in a house, when it's pouring, you walk out. You call the plumber. If I'm in a sukkah already, the first night of sukkahs, that's my home. Now, the rest of sukkahs, if it's raining and I'm out of it, it's still the sukkahs teisha shivas yamim. I'm still the kind that this is my home. I'm living there, the diary inchi, the way people live in a home. It's not a stira. So therefore, if the first night it rains, I never made it my home, that's a klala. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is ma'akid the mitzvah for me. If the first night I'm kaveh, this is my home, and now I move out because of a reason that people move out of homes. It's raining in, so you go out. You wait for the rain to stop. So I'm living there for the diary and she. So then that's still it's not a simon klala because I'm still living in the sukkah. Not a stira to the basukah station shavas yam. You understand the hagdara? I'll give you another example. I'll give you a better example. An example, just as true in both cases, but you'll be more maskin in Hilchas Mezuzah. I have mezuzah on my house. The Kiva Eger has a taina. The Kiva Eger says, if you have mezuzah on your house, and you go away for an extended period, you go away, let's say, for 2 days, you stay away overnight. You go, you have a fast night out of town, you go away. The Kiva Eger paskins in the tshuva, that when you come home, you have to make a new bracha on the mezuzah. Why? Why don't you take off your talis? Take off your tefillin. And you have a hefsikah zman. When you put the talis on, you need a new bracha. You put the tefillin on, you need a new bracha. Same thing it says in a house. If you go away for 2 days from your house, when you come back, you have to make a new bracha on the mezuzah. He says, what nusach are you going to say? You're not going to say the kvaya mezuzah. You're not going to take it down and put it up again. He says you should say, "Asher Kedusham says that Tivanu Lador Bebayis Sheyesh Bei Mezuzah." That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger brings. He says, "Halacha Lamaisa." You go away for 2 days, you come back, you make a new bracha on the mezuzah. What? Talis has a hadas, but you can't. If you take it off, you plan to put it on tomorrow, that's not, that's has chadas. It falls off. If your das was to wear consecutively, it's not. But after a certain amount of time, it's inherently a hefsek. Your brother brings a very interesting raya. Kivega brings a raya from Agada to Gemara. Gemara says that when David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerchitz, so he was undressed, he took off his tzitzis. He said, "Orem ani min ha-mitzvahs." He says, "I have no mitzvahs now." And kivan hirgish b'mi masa. You remember that he's a yid goes around with a bris milah all the time. He was sameach. So, frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, what do you mean? He was being mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. His house had a mezuzah when he was in the Americas. So he did have a mitzvah. He was doing. He didn't marry. His house still has mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah all the time. So he says, vice dice, that when you're away from home, you're not being the guy that's his mezuzah. Yeah. That's his raya. You can look up the tshuva. It's something like chafei or chafdalim in the tshuvas. It's in the pischei tshuva, in Ilchas Mezuzah, the last pischei tshuva, all the way to the end, the last, the next to the last. He brings this Rabbi Kiva Eger, which no one heard of, and what's the teretz? Kiva Eger has a time. You're not being the kind of mezuzah, you come back. You should have to do the mitzvah. So everyone jumps over to Kiva Eger, why do that? So if you go to America, you should have to make a new bracha when you go back. So it's a good question. I don't know. You can look at the tshuva, I don't see the hagdara clearly. But he seems to say that if it's overnight, you're away. The answer to Arminik, which is not to, is that you are Mekayim Mitzvah Mezuzah all the time. It's you're living there Kedidai Riyichi. You're living in your home the way people live in a home. The way a human being lives in a home is that he lives there and he goes away for a trip. He goes away for a period of time. You're living there Kedidai Riyichi, the way normal people live there. As long as you live there the way normal people live there, just like Sukkah, it's your house even when you're away from the Sukkah. Mezuzah also, it's your house even when you're away. You're living there Kedidai Riyichi, the way people live in homes. As long as you live there the way people live there, it's your house 24 hours a day. This vart by Sukkah, this vart by Mezuzah, is the vart of this Rosh by Bais. The Rosh says that in a house, the advarim that come up. A house is made to live 24 hours a day. Things come up, you go away for 9 to 5 every day. It's not something that came up today. You go to work, it's still your house. That's your house all the time. You go away for the summer, it's still your house. This is the way a person has a house. And therefore, you don't need 6 years. 3 years is 3 years is also good.
Pay rent,
certainly. Pay rent itself wouldn't be enough. If I wanted to, Chosin sometimes rents an apartment, he pays rent, he doesn't move in, he doesn't do anything. He's not gonna get chazaka for that. He's not gonna be any chazaka for that time just because he made a payment. But at any rate, that's a chazaka. In Chanusa de Mechuza, the Rosh says it's Yadua Metchila. A store is a place you're buying. By night, you're not in business. You're not at your business. It's not pshat that this is my business at night. At night, there is no business. Except in law firms. They have to be there. If they're not there till midnight, it's not going to be Mazaki Inshin. But in a normal place, a normal store, it's whatever is normal. It's not pshat, the rush is learning. There's not pshat at night, it's also a business. At night, the business is closed. There is no business. There's no business going on at night. A house at night is also your house. Or the house in the summer is also your house. A business at night, there's no business here. There's not a business. Waiting to do business tomorrow. A farm, a field in a fallow year, it's not a field, but it's not a business. There's no business going on there. The gather of the rush is this hagdara. Something which is a 24-hour place, your home is your home 24 hours, that's a chazak. Something that is just, it's your dua, that by night it's nothing. It's not because you know. It's because it's your dua in the veld. At night, the business is not a business. Since the business is not a business at night, that's the hadara of the rush, that at night, you don't... you don't get credit for chazaka, and you need 6 years. This is the way I would understand the kavanah of the rush. Now the rush goes to shul. Look what he says. V'chei nani, v'kayma shul beis haknesses. Now here, it's not just the shayla of your seat for shul, but it's a shayla plugging it into the whole rush. Let's see how the rush continues. V'chei nani, v'kayma shul beis haknesses. In Meidim Ha'edim Sheyashiv Sham Shalai Shanim B'chol Eis Shenichnas LaBeis HaKnesses. You understand, we're talking about Beis HaKnesses. Nobody is in a shul 24 hours a day. We're not even talking about a Beis HaMedrash. Beis HaMedrash, you can learn there at night. Nowadays, most shuls are double up as a Beis HaMedrash. He's not talking about that. He's talking about Beis HaKnesses, a place where people go just to daven. The time of Chazal, there were Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. In Meidim Ha'edim, Sheyashav Sham Shalai Shanim B'chol Eis Shenichnas LaBeis HaKnesses, V'lo Yashav B'Makim Acher, and he didn't go anywhere else. Zulasi Shina Makayve Machmas Avelo Shalai. Halach, it says that an Avel is supposed to be Mishan Makim. He's supposed to change his seat, so that is understandable. Oy Shalachirim Shishinu Makayma V'Yashav Makim Shalai. If someone else was an Avel, and he has to be able to use his seat. Or he missed minyan one day because he was busy. Tarid ba'asakav, he was busy with his business. V'leinichnas b'chaleis l'beis haknesses. Have a chazaka. Shekei minig aylam. You are there 3 years the way normal people are there. Shulapamim ein nichnas l'beis haknesses. Machmas tiras keim. Sometimes the business keeps them away from minyan, so that's okay. You get a chazaka 3 years in a shul, the way people normally are mazik in a shul. Hainu, you have to be there for minyan, except for these things that it's normal for a person to miss it. That's what it says. Now, how many years does it take to get a chazaka on your seat in shul? Now again, the We're talking, we're assuming that the Achazak is on seats. So Seifer says you own the market. How many years does it take to get a Chazak on a seat in Shul? What does it sound like? How many hours a day is a person in Shul? Let's say that is the same Shul, Shachas Menchem. So how many hours a day is it? Depends on the minyan. Shachmas, let's say an average Shachmas in our area takes 45 minutes. An average Milcha is 15 minutes, an average Mara is 15 minutes, an hour and 25 minutes a day. Okay? A person doesn't walk in the last minute, he walks in 2-3 minutes early. So he had 10 more minutes. So it's an hour, let's say an hour and a half a day. So how many years make a cheshma somebody? How many years it take to get a chazaka on your seat in shul? It's an hour and a half a day, divided by 24 hours, 60 years to get a chazaka. At the end of the 60 years, you're worth fighting over. No? If you think he means 60, he doesn't mean 60 years, no? It means 3 years. 3 years, a seat in shul. Why do you get in 3 years? What? You leave your siddur there. Okay. Why in 3 years do you get a chazaka? According to what we just said, a business night doesn't count. So, shul, night counts, middle of the day counts in the shul. The verse says it does count in the shul. The way I was just masber, it shouldn't. The way anybody's masber. So the sma is this kasha. The sma, kuf mem, sikot mechof, is the kasha. Which means we're understanding good of it, shred does. The sma says a very nice teretz. Sma says that a shul is not roy for use other hours. You're not allowed to go into Beis HaKnesses and take a nap. No, you eat in the Beis HaKnesses. Even the hetter to eat in the Beis Medrash, people will learn there, is only in the Beis Medrash, not Beis HaKnesses. There are certain place shuls that are Beis HaKnesses, but they only daven there, they don't learn there. They have downstairs a place they learn, upstairs a nice synagogue, a nice shul. They only the place we only dab in, it's Allah Chapsuk and Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to eat there. You're not even allowed to suck a candy there. You're not even allowed to talk there. The Beis HaKnesses, Dvar B'Telem are awesome. What? Even in Chutz La'aretz, and Shulchan Aruch says it's awesome. There's a round sheet that about the Gneshiyah of Chutz La'aretz after I hear Masuyim, that's how he ends in the Minig Ha'edah. But certainly you're not allowed to do anything else. It's like the Sma, very geschmack. He says a Beis HaKnesses, that's not Roy Bechlau, only for that amount of time. So that's how you get a Chazaka, a Beis HaKnesses. And that's using it a full day. That's the full day. It's only Roy for that amount of use a day. So it's only Roy, so that's the amount of time. It's come out unique to a Beis HaKnesses. That's what it's right for, so that's the amount of time that you have for a chazaka. But a chanus, which is right at night, as we're going to see in Taisa says, the chanus is right at night, it's not right at night. So the neila, a chanus, you need 6 years. It's right at night, you don't use it, you're normal. But it's right, so that's right, you have to make up the time. So there's not right additional time. So for that, a person does not have to make up the time. So we have here a very klara hagdara in the Rosh. You have to live kedemas v'yinshi, something that's bechlau, not roi, that amount of time, there's no taina, that you didn't use it, an amount of time that's not roi for use. And like a chanus, I'm just thinking, why don't you have to make up for Shabbos, it's in Yom HaTovim. Right? You need 6 years in a chanus. 1 minute, you weren't open Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh of this time. You should have to make up another, instead of 6 years, you should need almost Shabbos and Yom Tov is the seventh of a year. So you should have to make one more year for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Like the smart's very geschmack. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the store is not Roy. You'd have to make up Shabbos. But the nights where it's Roy, there are times that some people do go there at night. So there, it's. You have to make up the time.
6 years, 6 years are literally double.
That's what?
6 years is this man as in double, or 6 years is literally double? Because he said, Shah, that he's only the days, he has to be double. Well, you go by hours. If I only did it 9 to 5, it was 8 hours. I could be the third for...
Chayrit, the store is open 9 to 5, which is a third. You have to triple.
Which is, as far as you use it only during the day, so you have to use a double amount.
The Glatta Svara is that if you're there 9 to 5, 8 hours a day, then the rush means you have to triple. That's what I would understand. Just show me differently. What? Nobody uses it at night, you mean? The Aruch HaShulchan writes that. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that Bizman Azer, that nobody uses stores at night. It depends on what type of store. I mean, there are a few, very few types of stores that are open late at night. But let's say a person has a clothing store, furniture store. So nobody leaves it open at night. The Aruch HaShulchan, because Mem is a Kut Tezahim, he says that Bizman Azer, our stores are taka the same as the Beis HaKnesses. You can get a chazak in 3 years, even though you're closed at night, but because... Now what you would have to do is, let's say you have a store that's open 9 to 5, and there are stores of your type that are open 9 to 8. So you would have to make up, you have to prorate and make up the amount of time. But the Lilois, what?
In the supermarket.
Certain stores, I don't know, a big supermarket is open, can be open 24 hours. A small grocery doesn't pay for them to be open 24 hours. It depends. You have to shut up. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Zmanenu, his time, in Litta, no stores are open all night. So a store is 12 hours. It can be done. Supermarket, bagel store, you can start to be done. Air stations. But clothing stores, Aruch HaShem, we didn't get to a point where clothing stores are open 24 hours. Field during Shemitah, no, because the whole year it doesn't count.
It's like this means you can't use it during the year. So if you had it the first year and third year.
It's a time. We're going to get to Shemitah. It's Machlex Rishayim if Shemitah cancels on that. We'll get to it. It's Gemara. You have to remember we get to the Gemara to come back to this. It's a lot of days, I think. Okay?
6 years to stay in 9 to 5?
6 years.
Yeah, 6 years. What else? 6 years.
No, if you want 6 years, you need 12 hours a day for 6 months. In the time of Gemara. Any 12 hours that are normal. Has to be normal. Whatever's normal. Normal. There's a third shita about Chanusa de Mechuza. One shita is the Rashbam and the Rambam, 3 years, and the Mechaba passed it that way. Second shita is Taisus and the Rosh, 6 years, and the Ramah passed it that way. There's a Mordechai who has a third shita that the Ramah brings as a Yeshayim. Mordechai says, "Moide Rabhuna b'chanusa de mechuzah." He's not talking about every store. He's talking about some special type of store that they had in mechuzah. What was special about mechuzah? He says that in Mechuza, people used to open stores in their homes. I'm not talking about a chanusa out in Main Street. Chanusa in Main Street, you get a chazaka in 3 years. Chanusa, the Mechuza of a person in his house, opens up a store. Now, if he sleeps there and he also has a store, fine. He's there the whole day. But what happens if he opens up a store in his basement? And then it gets a little bigger and it takes over the first floor. And pretty soon he's sleeping somewhere else. And in the house he has a store. So the Mar- I don't know how the Mordechai knew that in Mechuzah they had these kind of stores. He says that's Tach Chanusa de Mechuzah. A store in what doubles as a house, this building would normally be a house too. If you have a store in a house, then you need 6 years. Because that, it's a house, people stay there 6 years. You made a store out of it, then you need 6 years. A normal store on the main street in town, in the Shuk, he says that's enough 3 years. But a store in such a place, where it's a house made into a store, there he says it needs 6 years. When you think about it, the Mordechai, even though he explains the Gemara different, La Halacha is not much different than Tosfos the Rosh. Because Taisus and the Rosh say, if you have a store, and that's the Lashon of Taisus. Taisus says, it's such a store where some people are there 24 hours. So such a store, you need 6 years. Like Aruch HaShulchan says, Chaisis is why then a store you only there by day. Then it's enough 3 years. So even though the Mardechai and Tyson the Rosh are arguing in Hezbra HaGemara, Halach Lamaisa, there's come out no machlokes between them. And the Hagdara depends if everybody is closed at night. That's like the Smaz says about a basic Nessas. Otherwise, there's one last Ha'ar I have, and I don't mean it as a joke, I mean it seriously. What happens a chazok in a Beis HaKnesses where somebody misses once in a while because he oversleeps? Does that ruin the chazok in the Sidur Shul? Why am I asking? Because the Rosh's Lashon is that sometimes people miss Minyan because they're torah ba'asaka. If you look at Aruch Chaim, there's a heter to miss Minyan because of Parnassa. Because someone's Torah Basaka, he's allowed to miss Minyan. So I was wondering, is the Rosh is Lush and Dafka? Why does the Rosh have to say, sometimes people miss Minyan because they're busy with their business? Why does the Rosh say, sometimes people miss Minyan because sometimes people are not perfect? And you have to have something to say Al Chayt for. Imagine you come here, Kippi, and not you to pop off Chayt. So people miss Minyan sometimes. The Rosh says that if you miss Minyan because you're Torah Basakov, what do you think? Let's say someone misses Minyan for not a good excuse. Let's say he misses Minyan because of World Series or it's a horror. He missed Minyan for some other reason. He overslept. It happens. What would be the din? Would he have to start his 3 years all over? Or just be mashlim those days he missed?
The mass from the opposite of the house is the mass of the house. People miss sometimes, they're not always in the house. Sometimes you go
in the
away.
House, yeah. And in shul.
You don't need a reason for it.
In shul.
That's what I'm saying, it's mashlim, you need a reason for it.
In shul, it sounds like, his lashon sounds like you need a reason for it. That's his lashon is. What? So why does he say a good reason? He gives two examples. So why, the Rosh gives two examples. He says, you missed, he doesn't say good guy. So if you missed because of Avelus, the person changed his seat, because of Avelus, or because he was Torah Basakov. You have to give examples. Not only Avelus, but also this.
Two regular examples that happen. Two things that happen regularly.
So people are mitzvus. So I'd agree with you that Bizman Hazeh, missing sometimes for other reasons, since it's normal, whether it's excusable or not, it's normal. I just wonder what the Rosh meant. Why did the Rosh say he's sick? Yizicha means he's sick. He also means. So it doesn't. How often does it happen? The person's so sick he can't get to Minyan. He goes to the hospital. Because there's a headache, he can go to Minyan. No? Stomachache, he can go to Minyan. How often the person gets so sick he can't go to Minyan? This doesn't happen too often. So I'll give you a ktsas nechama. I looked at Shulchan Aruch. After we noticed that it says Torah Basakov, I went to look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Torah Basakov. Shulchan Aruch says he missed sometimes, like people miss sometimes. It doesn't say the guy should have Torah Basakov. So maybe the Rosh Hashul, they didn't miss for any other reason. I don't know. But Lo Yitzur, the Rosh meant it dafka. If someone missed for a not good reason, does he mean that now it's with Huzaris, you have to start the 3 years all over? What he means that then you have to be mashlim the time you miss. And l'chayre means that you have to start all over, if you would have meant the dafka. So if you miss, now it's with Huzaris, you have to start all over. And over 3 years, you can't miss once. Okay, so that's the end of the sugya. Toshin Samaches. Sunday we're going to start the next case in the Gemara, Amsa. Tomorrow, even though I know the morning is a busy time for people, but I think it's inappropriate that people should be Kedei Azman to learn on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So even though when you're in elementary school you say there's no yeshiva. There's no yeshiva means that there's no yeshiva, you have to learn. But in Stum, everyone wants to learn. You don't have to come here wherever you want to learn, but I'll be here tomorrow. And in Yom HaBiyayim, we'll learn maybe a little bit of the the Rosh Hashanah davening, the Shemoneh Esrei, or Ulvat Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. But Mis Hashem tomorrow, 11:45 to 12:30, like a normal era of Shabbos. So I'll be here in Mitz Hashem. Those of you who can make it, be happy to see you. Anyone else? Aksiva Siva Taiva. And I want to wait till I have your kippah to ask everyone for Mechila. So I always ask Mechila if I let you out late sometimes. But like I say, I think after this more Mechila if I ever let you out early. That's I don't think it happens too often. Good Kibbutz Shiar.